your attention.
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, that's great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Amen. When you have Proverbs chapter number 18, and you'll look with me around verse 20, and we'll parade and peruse the periphery of only two verses, so you're in good shape today. That's verse 20 and 21. Amen. Usually I can pick a few and go, but today just two verses. Amen. Amen. When you have it, say, I have the word, and I'm ready to receive it. Verse number 20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. May God of the blessings, those hearers and doers of his word, the grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Amen. I want to just simple title, topic, and a very simple message, if you will. It's not going to be so deep that you'll miss it. It's not going to be so easy and simple that you don't have to put in some work to do this. Amen. Amen. But want to, you know, from the series that we've been in, Wisdom for Life, because we need wisdom for life, I want to use today's thought, title, tag, topic for this message is the power of the tongue. Amen. The power of the tongue. The book of Proverbs, again, as I always say to let you know for those that hadn't heard, but the book of Proverbs is a book that is a book of wisdom. Proverbs of Solomon that was put together by under the orders of King Hezekiah, who was a good man, a righteous man, who wanted to bring his country, Judah, back to the southern kingdom, back to God, because he saw what happened to those who were in Israel when they were disobedient and idol worshipers. He saw that and he decided, hey, you know, we need to get back to God because, thank you, we hadn't been doing what we were supposed to do. So he decided that we need something to help us guide us in life. And so he said, get Solomon's Proverbs and put them together, because Solomon's kingdom was a kingdom that did not have any war. It was a kingdom that was the most prosperous kingdom. He was the wisest man. And so why not go back to somebody who's successful and see what they had and try to have that going in your life? Amen. Amen. See, the problem with many of us, we let people who aren't successful at anything tell us what we ought to be doing. Preach. We follow people on Twitter, on Instagram, and even on Facebook that doesn't really have much more than we have, but we try to let them have influence on what we ought to do in life. Amen. And so when we allow them to tell us or to show us how we ought to act, what we ought to do, then we fail to become what God wants us to become, because we feel like we are restrained and we're influenced by the opinions of other people. But I'm telling you today, you're going to be delivered from the opinions of others. Amen. We got to get to the point where we're delivered from what people think about us. Yeah. And you know, the power of the tongue is real powerful, because if somebody says something about you, although you say it don't affect you, you still try to correct yourself when you're in their presence. Or let somebody say something about you, about the way you dressed, or about the way you did something. The next time you get ready to do it, or the next time you get ready to put on some clothes, you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to think about what they said. That power of the tongue has influence over you. I'm telling you. And so what we got to learn how to do is forget what other people say and let what God say have the influence. Y'all with me still? So the power of the tongue, it goes not only from what other people say, how they say it, what they say, but it also goes to what we say. And you'll see this in what I'm going to teach you or talk to you about today. You'll see that it affects you. Now, the scriptures here, when we look at the whole chapter here, it has references to what, you know, things we say and the mouth, the tongue, because I like what it says in verse 7. It says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. A fool's mouth. Think about that. A fool's mouth is a snare to his soul. When he opened his mouth, he messed his own self up. That's why we can't afford to speak foolishly. Come on and say amen here. He talks about that. He says in verse 8, the words of a talebearer are wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. In other words, when a person is a liar, it wounds you. And it goes down to the innermost part of your belly. In other words, in the seat of your desires, in the seat of your being, in your mind, it bothers you when somebody is a liar. The Bible, I better leave. Y'all don't want to say amen to that. A liar can't tarry in the presence of God because the truth will be revealed. I need this to go down just a little bit. If somebody would help me turn it down a little bit. Amen. So a liar can't tell, but a liar, a person, a talebearer, a person who tells lies, when they lie, it can wound you. Amen. When they lie, it can hurt somebody. When they lie, it can bother, amen, your spirit, your soul. And so he also says one scripture here, can I find it here just a second, but it says that a fool's mouth, basically, when a person opens their mouth, he says that when they say something they ain't got no business, he said they really need to be struck in the mouth. That's what it says. But what he means is that they need to be corrected right then. Well, the problem is we're afraid to correct people now because we want them to like us. Who cares if they like you? Because even if they like you today, they don't mean that they'll like you this evening. Amen. They may not like the way your nose is shaped or whatever. It doesn't matter. But, you know, and what we got to understand is that the Bible says that I'd rather have a brother that will correct me or talk to me about something. Amen. Rather than somebody that pat me on the back when I'm wrong. The Bible says that Paul says, have I become your enemy because I tell you the what? Truth. We got to tell people the truth. And when we talk to them about truth, we need to let them know that, hey, I'm doing this in love because I want to see you do better. Amen. Amen. The Bible says the rebuke of a friend is better than a secret love. Y'all still with me here? All right, so I'm still talking about the power of the tongue. And so when we get down to verse number 20, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. The word man is the word ish, which means that basically it could be a man or a human being, that his belly shall be satisfied. Now, when we talk about the word belly, it's the word bitten in the Hebrew, which means the seat of hunger or desire. Your seat of hunger or desire. He says that your desire is satisfied when you open your mouth and talk. Now, the problem is that we don't always talk the right stuff. We repeat what we hear other people repeat or say. But we need to know what to say in all conditions and situations. If you're sick, you don't need somebody to sympathize with your sickness. You need somebody that's going to speak life. Y'all still with me here? You need somebody that's going to speak to your situation and say, be healed by the stripes of Jesus, for he says that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. I need somebody in here to speak with me, not to talk negatively, not to sympathize with me, but I need somebody to say, you know what? I'm not going to let this devil have you. My desire is to be healed. So I need to start speaking what? Healing. Instead of I'm sick and tired, because if I keep saying I'm sick and tired, then eventually I become and tired. Amen. Come on and say hallelujah. And so a man's belly is satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And when we talk about how it shall be satisfied, what that actually means, it means that you'll be satisfied, you'll be fulfilled, you'll have enrichment in what you say. Amen. You'll be satisfied. You'll be glad when, you know, because sometimes, let's get on the other side. When people say something negative, when you say something negative and things that you had a desire for don't happen, you always say, well, you know, I figured it wasn't going to happen. I didn't expect it to. I was just hoping. Well, why are you hoping? Why don't you have faith? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Now, if I got faith, that means I got it. I just haven't put it in my hand just yet. But it's sure to come. Come on and say hallelujah. When I start talking about or thinking about this, that we have the ability to speak and the ability to talk and say things, but we are made in the image of God. And if we're made in God's image, when he opened his mouth and he said, let there be, we can say that too. Yeah. We can frame up. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it talks to us about how the world was framed up by the what? Word of God. And so if the world was framed up by the word of God, how much more will the world frame your world? The word frame your world. We have to know that the word of God will frame our world. The word of God will make us, and either if we don't use it, it'll break us. Amen? We must always use the word of God. And so there is a word in the word of God for everything that you might encounter in life. If you encounter sickness, there's a word of God. If you encounter some affliction, there is a word from God. If you encounter sorrow, there's a word from God. You don't believe me? He said that he'll give you joy in the midst of what? Sorrow. He told us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There's a word for everything. If you're afflicted, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them. Oh, y'all with me here? And so there is a word, no matter what frames up in your life, no matter what comes in your life. He says that no weapon formed against you, he didn't say it wouldn't form up, but he said it shall not. Y'all still with me? Thank God. And so there is a word for everything that you might encounter. Whenever we're down, he said that he'll be the lifter of our head. I wish I had somebody. And so we need the word to frame up our world. And so God used the word of God when he said let there be, then there what? There was. And so in order for the universe to be created, God used the verse. One verse, universe. One verse. He used one verse, let there be, and there was. And since God used one verse, all I need is one too. Y'all still with me here? I need a verse to help my life. I need a verse that he said to be able to make sure my life is framed in the manner that he wants it to be framed. And so since he used one verse and he said, let there be, and he put the stars in the sky and the sun where it's supposed to be in the moon. After that one verse, the moon hadn't left and the sun hadn't fallen out of the sky. And so that means that his word will not return void, that his word will keep and make sure things happen the way that it is intended to happen. And so whenever I use the word of God for my life to frame up my word, it's permanent. So when God said he healed you, don't be thinking it is temporary. I feel better today. It might come back tomorrow. Oh, no, the devil is a lie. And, oh, yeah, we're healed by his stripes. If God said he's delivered you, don't say, I'm just getting by today. No. And tomorrow, I don't know if I can make it. Yes, you can make it, because he's giving you the ability and the strength, because the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Come on and say amen now. So he said a man's belly is satisfied with the fruit, with whatever he produces out of his mouth. Jesus said, it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but what comes out of a man. What comes out of a man messes you up. What comes out of you dooms you. What comes out of you can destroy you. Do I have a witness here? We have to make sure that what we say is the right stuff. Because we have been trained to say things that are wrong all the time, just about our whole life. And so we have to untrain ourselves. And so we have to do it about 21 times in a row to get it right. Amen. To untrain ourselves from doing what we used to do or say what we used to say. Now, when we start talking about the word, I'm going to go to a couple other scriptures just to help you to back up what I'm saying here. Matthew chapter 12. Verse number 32 through verse 37 says, "And whosoever speak a word against the Son of Man shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." So that lets us know how important what we say is. That what you say can condemn you, or what you say can acquit you. Come on and say amen. Amen. Because if we confess, we can be forgiven. But if we don't, we're going to be put down into damnation. Amen. He says, either make the tree good and the fruit good, or else it makes the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by the fruit it bears. So if we don't talk right, we can make our life just rotten. We can become rotten because we don't speak the right things. Y'all need this today, whether you know it or not. And so we have to speak the right things. If we don't, we can make our life right. And so he says that it makes the tree, the fruit, corrupt if we don't speak what's right. Or if we do, it helps us. And he says in the next verse, he said, "O generation of vipers, how can ye be evil speaking good things?" And that goes to show you that a person who have evil intentions, if you listen long enough, they're not going to speak all good. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Now, I have to ask the question, what's in your heart? If there's evil intention in your heart, eventually it's going to rise up and come out. So what's in your heart? Do we have envy in our heart? Do we have hatred in our heart? Let me tell you how you can tell when a person is envious and jealous and hateful, is that when you say something nice about them, a person, then they got to say something negative every time you say something nice. They might say, "Yeah, they did that, but boy, they just bad off. They evil. They this, they that." And so, you know, what's in your heart? And so we can't have this stuff in our heart. So how do we clean our heart up? How do we get the mess out of our heart? We must fill our heart with the word. How do you wash out a glass that's dirty? You put it in the sink and you turn the water on, and the water begins to push out the unclean stuff, right? And you can let it run. As long as you let it run, it'll just keep on cleaning, keep on purging. And so the Bible said that the water, that the word is like water. By the washing of the water, by the word, Jesus said that in chapter 15 of John, he said, "You're clean by the words that I speak." And so what was he saying? If we just turn on the water of the word, it'll clean our heart. If you get under the word, it'll make sure you got the right stuff in your heart. And so when I get the word in my heart, when things don't go my way, I open my mouth, a cuss word don't come out, but a blessed word, come on somebody here, it comes out of my mouth, and I begin to speak the word of God. I know it don't look favorable for me, but I know the Lord will make a way, because he told me in his word that he'll deliver me. Come on and say amen. He said that he'll make a way of escape for us. And you know, if things don't go your way, you can go back to Romans chapter 8, where it says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to the called according to his purpose. Are y'all still with me here? I'm so glad that he told us that, because if you read a few verses over from that verse in Romans 8, you'll find out that Paul said that there's a lot of situations that we're going to go through. He said, but what should we say to those things? He said, if God be for me, then who can be against? Y'all with me today? If God is on your side, then it doesn't matter who's against you. It doesn't matter who said what they had to say. It doesn't matter why they did what they did. I don't need an explanation. I just need a word. Can I get somebody here to say, I'm going to speak the word in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my situation. Fill my heart with the word of God so I can speak what thus saith the Lord. He said, a good man, out of the good treasures of the heart bringeth forth good things. But an evil man, out of evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word men shall speak shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Y'all still with me? I'm mighty quiet here. He said every idle word. He said a good man from the good heart that he has, he's going to speak right. Yeah. But a man who got evil in his heart, he's not going to be able to do that. He can't even do it, because what's in his heart won't let him. Because all he has in his heart. So when somebody talking to you, you know what's in their heart. Because if they keep talking, they just keep spilling it out. You just got to be wise enough to pick up what they have to say. Yeah. Amen. And he says, so every idle word that you speak, you got to give account for it. Yeah. That's why don't be wasting your words. Yeah. Sometimes, let me tell you, I just be listening to people. I be on conference calls and stuff. People just talking. I'm like, oh, my God. And they say, well, you don't talk much. I don't have that much to say. I can say what I have to say in about 3 minutes. And that's a whole lot. All right? But I don't have to keep just going on and on and on using different words to say the same thing I said a minute ago. Amen. And so, because I'm aware that every idle word, every word that don't mean a thing, you're going to still have to give account for it. All the foolish talk, we still got to give. Y'all with me here? All right. For by the words that thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Look how important it is for us to make sure we say the right things. We must speak the right stuff. Amen? Let me go a little further here. And it says in same verse 20 of Proverbs chapter 18, he says, the fruit of thy mouth and with the increase of thy lips you shall be filled. So your mouth, what you say, gives you whatever you get. You got what you said. That's what you get. Tell somebody, that's what you get. Whatever you're talking about, that's what you're going to get. If you're talking about failing, you're going to fail. If you're talking about not succeeding, you won't succeed. If you're talking about sickness, that's what you're going to have. I wish I had somebody here. If you speak the word of God, that his word is true and you believe it, that God said it, and that's all that matters, is that what God said is true, no matter what the devil said or the doctor said or the liar said or the street committee said or I heard and they said, it doesn't matter. What matters is what the Lord has said. Now listen, there are going to be a lot of people, because you're trying, you're not perfect yet, because none of us are, but you're trying. There are going to be a lot of people that's not going to like you. They're going to remember your past. They're going to bring up whatever you ever done in your life. And guess what? They're going to say a lot of things, but it doesn't matter because of what God said. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And you need to let them know, that's why I don't look at you like I used to. Because if I did, it'll be a time up in here. Oh, come on and say amen. That's why I don't look like I used to. I wish I had somebody. Yeah, you would rather me look like that than to look like I do now. But bless God that he spoke about me a long time ago, that I am a word that he spoke and I came to fruition. And here I am. Come on and say amen in this house. The increase by the increase, the produce, what you yield from your mouth. The income is actually what comes out of your mouth. Yes. Amen. So he said the gain or the revenue, what you got going on, how valuable is what you say? Let me tell you how valuable it is. It's so valuable that you should speak as if you're putting money in the bank. That's how you ought to speak, as if you're putting money in the bank. If I say something, it's like putting money in the bank, because I know that I'm going to be able to draw from that later on. Amen. Y'all still with me now? I have to know that I'm going to draw from that later on, because whatever I say it, it's like money. Because it's going to come back. Oh, y'all don't believe that. Okay, quit believing in karma and you'll believe what I'm saying. The Bible says that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also. Y'all got that? Okay. All right. And so stop talking about karma, but because karma is by chance. Nothing happens by chance. Do you know that there's not even a Hebrew word for coincidences and chances? There is not even a word to describe that. Everything is purposed by God. They say everything happens because this is the way God designed it. And so if you want it to happen in your life, you need to learn how to say it. And see, when I say learn how to say it, I ain't talking about just repeat because you heard somebody else say it. I'm talking about you need to learn how to say it. You need to know that this is the way I say it. And if you got to wonder how to say it, then you don't know yet. You got to say it with confidence. Look, Jesus, when he spoke the Bible, let me give you an example. Jesus said that the people believed Jesus. You know why? He didn't speak as the scribes and the Pharisees. He spoke as one with authority. And so if you're timid with what you have to say, if you're scared to open your mouth, I don't want the devil. If I say that, the devil going to come at me. He coming anyway. So when he come, you at least need to have something to meet him with, to let him know that he has no power here and no ability to overthrow you or to do anything to you. Because the Bible tells us that when the word is sown, that the enemy comes immediately to snatch it up, choke it up, take it out. But we got good soil right here. Lord, plant your word right here, because when the enemy comes, he won't be able to snatch it out. It's going to grow. And when it grows, I wish I had somebody. When it grows, it's going to produce fruit. I wish I had a few people here that say, I'm ready to produce what the Lord said I could. And when I open up my mouth, you better get ready, because when I open up my mouth, things are going to happen. I'm not some mediocre preacher. I'm somebody with a word. I'm somebody that got some power. I'm somebody that I ain't got to worry about whether or not it's going to happen, because I'm like Samuel. The Bible said that God told Samuel, he said, not a word from your mouth will fall to the ground, but I'm going to bring it to pass. If you can open your mouth and believe that God is all powerful, that believe that God will do what you say and what you say when he said do it, I wish I had somebody, then it will come to pass. I'm not ready to go there. I want to, but I got a few more things to say. I'm almost there, y'all. Y'all stay with me, though. I feel good about this. Increase of your lips. So you don't want to open your lips until it's some gossip. But we got to open our lips on the gospel. Amen. Amen. He says, the increase of your lips. Now, we will, you know, I know people that don't talk to nobody, but when it's time to complain, oh, boy, you can't hush them up. It's time for us to stop complaining and start claiming. We got to stop complaining about everybody else and everything and all the stuff in our life that ain't right, and start claiming things that we want to see in our life. And then praise God for the stuff that is already right in our life. Why spend time complaining about stuff when God is you with abundance, while God has given you more opportunity than you ever had in your life, while he's opened so many doors, and we forget how he brought us through the flood. Oh, come on and say amen. We forget that he took us through the Red Sea. Oh, come on and say, because we ain't got no meat. You know how the children of Israel, they didn't have no meat. They had manna, and they forgot that God, the God that opened the Red Sea, could give them manna, could give them meat, and can give them water. Matter of fact, he didn't let their clothes get too little for them, or their shoes get too old for them. And if God could do all of that, why doubt him? Like my grandma would say, I don't doubt him because I know too much about. Anybody know as much as I know? Anybody know that he'll do whatever he has to do? He'll supply all your need. Not, he didn't say some of it, all. All your need. According to his, not according to how good you are, how much you can do, who you know, but he said according to his riches and glory. He said by the increase of your lips, you'll be filled. Hallelujah. You'll be filled. You'll be satisfied. By the increase of your lips. We got to open our mouth and say the right things. Speak over your children. We keep talking about all these, this, I don't know what's the hell he's cheering. Some of y'all might not talk like that. It's country folk. We do. We say, we don't know what's wrong with these children today. You know, grandparents said the same thing about you. I'm Generation X. I know they said it about us. Amen. What's wrong with them today? And instead of us complaining about them, why don't we get them to speak a word? Yeah. Trick them into the word. I'll never forget, my grandfather used to trick us into the word. Come, read the Sunday school lesson to me. All right. You don't feel like reading it, but you're going to read it. He was a Sunday school teacher for over 50 years, and he said, read the Sunday school lesson to us. And not knowing that this is just a seed that's going to eventually take root. Because the Bible says one sow one water, but God gives what? And God will increase it. See, that's what we don't understand, that God will increase it once we get it in us. But we're trying to look for something right now. We're trying to look for it to happen right away. And God said, no, every seed that go in the ground, we got to get out of this microwave. God, I expect a microwave blessing. And just put it in, put it on 20 minutes or 5 minutes or 3 minutes, and then poof, there it is. We want popcorn blessing. You know, I found out I can eat popcorn and still be hungry. But if I get a good meal that took about an hour and a half, two, 3 hours. Better yet, if I get some good